阶段性检测。12阅读理解 A。
Hundreds of years ago, life was harder than it is today. People didn't have modern machines. There was no modern medicine either. Life today has brought new problems. One of the biggest is pollution. Water pollution has made our rivers and lakes dirty.It kills our fish and pollutes our drinking water. Noise pollution makes us talk louder and become angry more easily. Air pollution is the most serious kind of pollution to all living things in the world. Cars, planes, and factories.All pollute our air every day. Sometimes the polluted air is so thick that it is like a quilt over a city. This kind of quilt is called smog. Many countries are making rules to fight pollution. Factories must now clean their water before it is thrown away.And they mustn't let dirty smoke go into the air. We need to do many other things. We can put waste things in the dustbin and do not throw them on the ground. We can go to work by bus or with our friends in the same car.If there are fewer people driving, there will be less pollution. Rules are not enough. Every person must help to fight pollution. Hundreds of years ago, life was harder than it is today. People didn't have modern machines. There was no modern medicine either.Life today has brought new problems. One of the biggest is pollution. Water pollution has made our rivers and lakes dirty. It kills our fish and pollutes our drinking water. Noise pollution makes us talk louder and become angry more easily.Air pollution is the most serious kind of pollution to all living things in the world. Cars, planes, and factories all pollute our air every day. Sometimes the polluted air is so thick that it is like a quilt over a city. This kind of quilt is calledSmog. Many countries are making rules to fight pollution. Factories must now clean their water before it is thrown away. And they mustn't let dirty smoke go into the air. We need to do many other things. We can put waste things in the dustbin.And do not throw them on the ground. We can go to work by bus or with our friends in the same car. If there are fewer people driving, there will be less pollution. Rules are not enough. Every person must help to fight pollution.